Christmas is this Friday morning, or Friday all day rather, and this year we are being discouraged, or at least I am discouraging everyone from gathering as they would normally with the entire family around one dining table because of COVID-19. I know people have already got into their cars and traveled to other parts of South Africa to go meet up with family for Christmas. I do hope even back at home, wherever home is, that you're going to keep those numbers to a minimum. So I thought I would ask a number of incredible chefs this whole week, Monday through Thursday, to come up with a menu that you can enjoy for a dinner for two or dinner for four as you keep your dining table to just the nucleus of your family this Christmas. And we start with the 2019 Eat Out Nederberg Rising Star Award winner, Katlego Mlambo, who's also the head chef at the Marabi Club in Maboneng. Katlego, lovely to chat to you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you very much.
Ordinarily, I imagine on Christmas Day, you'll be cooking up a storm at the Marabi Club as you accept patrons who've booked a table to enjoy some of your wonderful food.
I know. That's what normally happens. I mean, I'm actually quite shocked this year that we are closed due to the fact of the pandemic that we are in. So I'll be cooking up a storm for my family. So I'm quite excited about that.
And is the menu that you've shared with us the menu that you are planning to cook up for your family?
That is the menu indeed. I'm going to be, I guess, from Christmas Eve right up to Christmas Day, cooking up a storm in the kitchen and making the kitchen quite messy, but also making delicious food. So, yeah.
Of course. How big is your family, Katlego?
My family consists of my granny and my two brothers and myself. So we are quite limiting the numbers this year due to the fact that obviously there's this craziness that's happening around us.
No, indeed. Now, before you obviously go into the detail of one of the dishes, share with us what the menu is and how, and I suppose why you've chosen the elements that contribute to it that you did.
So, obviously, the thing is, us being in South Africa, it's warm in Christmas, you know what I mean, during Christmas. So, you want something that's light, you want something that's refreshing, you want something that's not going to make you feel stuffed at the end of a sitting situation. So we're starting off with oysters. I figured oysters with a bit of MCC just to get the palate dancing. You can't go wrong with that. And what I've done is I've added a Thai influence to these oysters. So it's got a dressing that has a bit of chili, a bit of garlic, a lot of lime juice, some palm sugar, some fish sauce, you know, just to open up the palate and get your palate tantalized. And then, obviously, we are in South Africa, and we've got great, great ocean. So I've got sashimi, and the sashimi that I'm using is yellowtail, because it's season for yellowtail at the moment. And to bring it back home, like Kaya, I've made also a spicy Durban dressing with some coconut cream and some lemongrass. And literally, the spicy Durban dressing is taking some chilies. I've got an uncle, Uthlaletewin. So he sent through some chilies for me. And also, once again, a lot of chilies, a lot of lime, a lot of sugar, a lot of coriander. I'm a big fan of, like, spiciness. Also, allowing the fish just to shine. And we've got the coconut cream just to mellow things out, you know. And then the lemongrass adds a floral note and some herbaceousness. The broccoli dish. I mean, I wonder by Ning, like, why would I eat broccoli on Christmas Day? But
yes,
broccoli is one of those things that you can't go wrong with, you know. And broccoli and blue cheese has been done by our forefathers. It's been done by chefs before my time, and it's quite a classical combination. So we've got broccoli that's been cooked perfectly. We've got a blue cheese sauce, which is literally taking the same quantities of blue cheese and cream and creating a sauce, blending that up. And then this is totally vegetarian, but to add, because we're South Africans, we love meat, to add a meaty element, we take some nuts and you smoke these nuts. And the scary thing is, Africa, when you smoke nuts, they give you like a bacon taste. Like,
really?
It tastes like bacon. Yeah, yeah. It's one of those crazy, crazy things. So we smoke the nuts, and just to balance the saltiness of the gorgonzola, we add a bit of honey. And then, you know, with the cooking, we try to make it quite classical. So we've got the circle of life, which chicken and leeks, once again, you know, chicken and leek pie is one of those combinations that you can't go wrong with. So we've taken a chicken breast and we've used a leek in many, many ways. So we've made a leek puree. We've added a bit of truffle just to be fancy and be naughty. We've taken leeks. We've also smoked those in a bit of hay. So literally what horses eat. We've smoked those just to give us a nice, more gentle smoky note. And then standard, you can't go wrong with chicken gravy. You know what I mean? That's the one thing that just rounds everything up. I mean, you need that gravy, man. You need that gravy. And then... And then our last main course, once again, we need to bring it back home. We are meat lovers, so we've got a short rib. And what I've done is I've taken the short rib and I'm cooking slowly from Christmas Eve right through to Christmas Day.
Wow.
It's literally cooked for about 15 hours at 60 degrees. You know, it's all about braising. So the longer you cook it, you break down those muscles, it becomes so tender and so soft. So we've got short rib, also quite a cheap cut, you know, because you have to be quite conscious of like the budget this year because of all these things that have happened. And then we've taken right now green mangoes. I'm a huge fan of mangoes, and you know, Tina, we're used to the big yellow sweet ones, but actually surprisingly the green mangoes that I used to make achar, I'm trying to make those guys shine. So we've taken some mangoes and also we've cooked those quite slowly to allow them to be soft. Once they're soft, I'm a huge fan of coriander. Put some coriander inside, a lot of lime juice, and it creates basically like a puree / you know, green herbaceous sauce of some sort. And then we need a sauce, so we've also taken some coconut and we've taken some masala. It really is up to you whether you're using hot, mild. We've made a curry sauce, basically. So you can imagine the tanginess from the mangoes, that soft short rib, that spicy but sweet curry sauce. Ah, no, you're going to heaven and back. And after all of this heaviness, sorbet, you can't go wrong. So right now, berries are in season. It's got great berries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, cherries. So yeah, we've made a simple sorbet with some berries just to round things up. So yeah, that's my Christmas thingy.
That is absolutely delicious. I just realized that the error in my ways, I'll be speaking, as I said, before I introduce you, Katlego, to a chef every day until Thursday. I am going to be so hungry at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
because
now you cause a situation for me. Now I'm sure your phone is going to be blowing up now. People are saying, yeah, B, where are we going to meet you, Katlego? So yeah, it's madness. You put yourself in this situation, Africa. Good job, man. Good job.
What I like about the menu, I must admit, one, it's complex and quite varied in taste. I mean, there's quite a bit of spice. There's some coconut. There's yeah. Fruit. There's, you know, and it's all going to dance around in my mouth. But it is very much in keeping with what is a summer in the Southern Hemisphere. We often forget that a lot of the traditional Christmas dining room fare is designed for a Northern Hemisphere that is cold, where people need to pile up and can stay warm. There is no reason to be roasting a turkey for 6 hours when you can do a beef short rib for 15 hours in your oven. I'm going to try that for sure.
Please. I don't know. After here, Erica will chat. I'll give you the recipe. I can't give it out on air right now because it's one of my secrets. But yeah, I'll hook you up.
Please do. Please do. And Katlego, please have a wonderful, wonderful and safe Christmas. I'm sure by next year, you'll be back at the Marabi Club for Christmas Day, cooking up a storm for patrons who are going to not only enjoy your wonderful food, but the incredible jazz that you have on stage there as well.
100% Africa. Thank you so much. And you as well. And, you know, it's been a crazy, crazy year for us. But, you know, we are going to put our heads down and hope for a better 2021. And yeah, stay safe, stay strong, and then I will see you guys next year.
Thank you very much, good sir. Katlego Mlambo, the head chef at the Marabi Club, also the winner of the 2019 Eat Out Niederberg Rising Star Award.